today here in Zoom. Amen. Pastor, amen. We gonna give it to you, and we want you to just let God use you and whatever you have to say through the Lord.
Bless you. It's another day the Lord has made.
Yes, yes.
But we're glad and that it was about part of his day.
Amen.
Oh, he didn't have to bring us here today. He could have left them yesterday. But I'm glad he brought us on over to worship him today and on this seventh day of the week.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for all that he is every day.
Yes.
For what he keeps on continue to do every day.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are blessing him for each of you. For God is wonderful.
Yes, amen. He is.
He's been wonderful all the time.
All the time. Yes.
All right, and he's still doing what he said he would do.
Yes. Amen.
So we can count on him.
Yes.
So they give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to adopt the Steve for the presiding.
Amen.
And to the Cliff and Brother DeWitt, prayer and Son. And with scripture, but they can stay.
Amen.
Okay. We are here to do the will of the Master. Okay. And we are here to do what it says do.
Amen.
So let's look at our text today in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 12:1.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we are also passed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us.
Amen.
And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. All right, we will stop there. And
neighbor,
you're being watched.
You're being watched.
Amen.
In today's society, we're being watched all the time.
All the time.
There's no place you can go that's completely private.
Amen.
That's so,
cameras everywhere.
Amen.
All right, man.
Cameras that you can see and cameras that you can't see.
Amen.
And they keeping a watchful eye over us.
Amen.
Okay, and knowing everything. Okay. They also seem as if it pointing more also to the end time.
Tell it, Pastor.
When The Bible speaks of
go out and try to come back in again. Okay. But we on.
Okay. The Bible speaks to us concerning out when the end time comes. You're gonna be everybody that know where you at, where you are, and what you're doing. Gonna be watchful on what you buy and can't buy, because the enemy is here, and he will be still trying to get those that left when the rapture comes. He is there. And you won't be able to buy or sell if you don't have the mark of the beast.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
And so then the mark of the beast said it was 666. 666. And 3 6s. That mark will be, had to be either on your forehead, on your hand. So those will come to implants, and they're already putting chips in some things so you can know what they are all the time. We got tracers and trackers that we have that we not on us. Some time they may have slipped something on you, you do not know it. And these little things is lining us up with what the word is saying.
Tell it, Pastor.
And how else will they know that what you're buying or selling if they don't know where you are?
Amen.
And even now that we can buy and sell of our home, don't even have to go out. But that individual who will be doing this is being monitored over the internet. Most of your, all of your information is there. And every once in a while, there are glitches in that part that will keep us from doing what the master says to do.
Man.
And now, so you got to watch yourself and make sure that you are presenting Christ in your life.
Amen.
All the time. We are being watched by the enemy, and we are watched by the government. We are watched by just about everything.
Amen.
And even now, we are watching one another, even in this service. And so, keep this in mind. You're being watched.
Amen.
The Bible tells us to let your light shine.
Yes.
Let it so shine that when men and women, when they see your works, they will glorify God, which is in heaven. Are you living in a life that would cause you to cause others to glorify God? Remember, we are here as a light to find Christ. We need to remember that the world is in darkness and they need to find a light so they can find their way to Christ. Let your light. They say make a light shine.
Amen.
But let it shine.
Amen.
Everybody has a light.
Amen.
Jesus gives us a light.
Yes, he does.
And tell us to let it shine wherever you go.
Amen.
Go Jesus in your life. Don't be like the hypocrite. It'd be one thing in your presence, but another thing when they're away from you.
Amen.
At least when they think they're away. But as an all-seeing eye, as an all-knowing eye, as the all collectively and worthy of the kingdom, everything is focused on you. You said that you're saved. Well, that automatic puts a spotlight on you because the world is looking at your life and seeing what they have come to know and to call them saints of God or Christian. This world is always looking for a way out of doing what is right and pleasing in the sight of God. We are always looking for an excuse why I shouldn't be doing what the world word says do. We're looking for an excuse why I can slack up on doing what God has given me to do. But we know that we can't slack up because people are leaving this world.
Yes, indeed.
Daily, hourly, minutely. Somebody's going here, out of here every minute.
Amen.
Somebody's going out. And so we got to remember that let our shine, light shine so they may see Jesus. And somebody said, I was sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. And from the waters he lifted me. Now saved am I. Okay, so he is out there. You know, the ship's traveling at night. Okay, and out there in that ocean, there ain't no lights out there. Okay, and you only have the light that you have. So, but there's a place that they have a lighthouse.
Yes.
And areas where the shores may be dangerous. And that lighthouse shines as a beacon to guide the people safely to shore.
Amen.
And if the light, they see the light, they can find a way without running up on a object that will cause the ship to go down. That is about like the Titanic that sunk off the shore of North Carolina 100 years or so ago, and it hit an iceberg that has broken away from the Arctic and has floated out there in the ocean. And they didn't know it was there, so they hit the iceberg. And so you know how this story goes. And all, not all of them, but most of those people died because they didn't have enough lifeboats to get on. But so make sure your light is shining. Those that will be stranded away from the word can find their way back to the word. Let them know that Christ is the answer.
Yes, he is.
To all our problems and all our cares, Christ is the answer. He is our hope, our peace, our joy, our deliverance.
Yes, he is.
So let your light shine so that men can see your good work and glorify the Father
in heaven.
Which are which is in heaven.
Yes.
So remember, you're being watched. Even when you don't think nobody's watching. The eye that really counts is the eye of the Lord. And he's everywhere and every all the time.
Yes, he is.
He's here with me. He's there with you. He's there with in the world. He's with everybody because he is. It's in him that we exist.
Amen.
And without him, we don't exist.
We can't.
All right. So he can blink us in and blink us out.
Amen.
If he so desire. But God watches over you.
Yes, he does.
That I will be with you and I will keep you.
Amen.
He will keep us in all our ways.
Yes, he will.
Okay. He yet keeps us. And all the times when we fall short
help us
of the kingdom of God, we fall short. Every day, we miss something that we should have done.
Amen.
Or we've done something that we should not have done.
Amen.
Every day, we get slapped on the job.
Yes.
Instead of doing more, we're doing less.
Tell it, Pastor.
Amen.
Every day. But remember that God got his eyes on you.
Yes.
Help us, Lord.
And he never slumber. Nor does he sleep.
That's right.
God got his eyes on you.
Yes.
He sees you when you get up in the morning. He sees you every day, all day long.
Okay.
He sees you through
thank
the night
you,
and watches over us as things come in our being.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
God will take care of us.
Amen.
He keeps us from all hurt and harm.
Yes.
Keep us from all sickness and disease.
Amen.
He keep us in the sickness and disease. So he will know when you are in need. He'll know because he sees you and he's waiting for you to call.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
He wants to heal what you've done and that the world may know. He watches us and
yes.
helps us to let our light shine.
Amen.
Tell what the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
Glory
somebody
to God.
Needs to know. Somebody needs to hear.
Yeah.
God is doing.
Amen.
Praise.
And not give the credit to man.
My Lord.
And anything else.
Amen.
It is God who allows these things to happen.
Amen.
And God will continue to control and to do the thing that we need to know.
Amen.
God is all in all.
Yes, he is.
So let us remember that.
Praise God.
The word in our text said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside
every weight.
And the sin that do so easily beset us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, saying, look here now. We see that the world is looking at us. We got a whole cloud of witnesses that see us day in and day out.
Amen.
My Lord.
Okay, so he says, since you know that,
my Lord,
you need to make sure that you lay aside
every way. Mm-hmm.
Then say, pull down some of them.
Tell it, Pastor.
But everyone.
Everyone.
Okay, every one of your weights, that the thing that keeps you from doing, giving God your best.
That's right.
Those are weights that keep us from keeping going when we could be going.
Lord, help us.
Those weights is there.
Help us.
Yeah.
Lord God. But the word says, every weight.
Every way.
You can't pick and choose which one I want to keep, which one I don't want to work on today.
Yeah.
But everything that get in your way, lay it aside.
Yes.
Okay, he didn't tell you to kill it. He didn't tell you to do anything but lay it aside.
Amen.
Okay. In other words, leave it alone.
Amen.
Don't go getting your revenge.
Amen.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Let God hound it for you.
Amen.
I heard him say, be still.
Be still, my
and
Lord.
Know that I'm God.
Yes.
Be still.
Be still.
And see the works of the Lord. Be still.
Yes.
Let God show you that he is God.
Yes,
and
he is.
He would do just what it said he would do.
Mm-hmm.
If you just be still.
Be still.
Wait for the Lord.
Amen.
Do what it said he'll do.
Yes.
Stop jumping out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Taking things in your own hand.
Yes.
Wait for the Lord.
So
it means be still. Don't be so quick to retaliate.
Well, that's so.
And done you wrong. Don't get it right then. And then to ask God for forgive. Okay, if you're going to ask God for forgiveness, why you hit him in the first place?
Glory be to God.
Now you got to get your little vengeance in.
Amen.
But the word said, vengeance is mine.
Yes.
I will repay, says the Lord.
Yes.
Vengeance is the Lord.
Yes, my Lord.
Every form of vengeance you may have, lay aside every way. Okay, whatever you're doing that is not completely pleasing to God is a weight that you got.
That's right.
Okay. We want to do everything we see everybody else doing.
No.
Lay it aside. Paul said, I can do all things.
Yeah,
everything I can do is not expedient.
That's right.
For me to do, it's not for my spiritual growth.
Uh-huh.
It's not for my spiritual health. is not but my request of the kingdom of God. Don't leave it alone. Remember, somebody looking at you. You said you are holy.
Yes.
And they're watching you to see if you live in what they could have come to terms of being a holy person to be doing.
Amen. My Lord.
But you don't know what a holy person will be doing.
No, we sure don't.
You got to seek God out for that.
Amen.
Don't allow them to judge or you be a judge. Because the word told you judge not. Okay. And let you will also be judged by the same measure. So leave it alone.
Really? My God.
So let that sin not be fishing among you. Which be so easy to be set up. And then, so let us run with patience.
Yes.
You run. Make sure you have patience. You got to run until you get to the end.
That's true.
It's in a marathon race.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run, and the race is like 20 miles. You can't run 10 of them.
No, no.
Run all of them.
And say, I got enough.
Yes, yes.
You can't run the whole 20.
Whole 20. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, you can't run 19 and a half.
No, you can't.
And say, this isn't enough.
You can't
do the whole 20.
Yeah.
Okay. So be patient.
Yes.
So when you are patient, you're gonna win.
Gonna
so
win.
You'll be willing to wait for your deliverance. Run with patience. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes.
Who for the joy that was set before him.
Yes.
Endure the cross. Despising the shame. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yes, yes.
Jesus had patience. He suffered, although he didn't do anything too wrong. But he suffered for us.
Yes, he did.
And he was still waiting for you to come and call out to him in your time of need and trouble. He will do the call on
Yes,
him.
He will. Yes, he will.
And let him take care of the problem for you. He just needs you to stand in his word.
Yes.
Stand, that is, stay in his word.
Stand.
Okay, standing means that you need to stay in his word. Don't be in and out of the word.
My Lord.
But do the word wholeheartedly every day.
Yes.
And Hebrews 4:12 tells us, for the word of God. Is a quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Say so.
The
now.
Word of God.
Yes.
It's quick.
Yes, it's sharp.
So why you don't need to jump out there in front of him? Be patient. When the word gets ready, it's going to do it, and it's going to do it quicker than you can blink your eye.
Yes, he will.
Okay. So, the word of God is quick.
Quick.
And it's not only quick, but it's powerful.
Yes.
It's the most powerful thing you got on this earth. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
That's true.
So the word is quick
Yes, sir.
Powerful and sharp.
Yes.
And not just sharp, but it's sharper.
Yes,
than
yes.
Than any two-edged sword.
My
There's
Lord.
Not a sword made in this earth sharper than the word of God. So why are you going to grab me your sword and your blade? Cut my
yes, yes.
You need the word. Cut it with the word. Give the person the word. Don't really give them a piece of your mind. But give them the word.
That's right.
And the word will clean it and fix it up.
Yes, it will.
And cut out everything that's wrong with you.
Yes, it will.
Naturally. The word will cut it out. And let you
an invitation.
Sharper.
Yes, sir.
Than an end to end sword.
Yes, sir.
It pierces. Even into the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. The word is so sharp.
Yes, it is.
And it's so powerful.
Extra sharp.
That it can cut.
Yes, sir.
Even to the dividing of the asunder. Soul and spirit. Now that's sharp.
That is sharp.
Because we used to think of the soul and the spirit as one. But the word can separate the spirit from the soul. And of the joint and the mouth.
I just say it, I'm trying.
And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Look at that. Words.
It's
so sharp.
It's sharp.
It can discern the thoughts of the and the intent of the heart. We'll say, I know so and so and so, but God knows my heart.
Yes.
Yes, he knows your heart better than you do.
All right, now.
Amen.
Okay. And so he was saying that his heart, your heart,
not to change that kind
the word.
The way to change your life is not to
notice. It knows what you're going to do.
Yes.
Before you think about doing it.
That's true.
Because he knows your heart.
Yes, he does.
And you will say one thing and do another. But he already knows you're going to do it that way.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
The word discerns the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It knows the intent of your heart.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. So you have to know that he had to say that God knows my heart. He does know your heart. So you need to let your light shine.
That's right.
So somebody can see the works that God got in you and using you to do. And the discern of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Not a one.
Not a one.
Can you find that he doesn't know about? Every one of us is in his sight. You're being watched.
Amen.
Hello.
Everything that you do.
Officer.
You've been watched. He knows your intent.
Yes.
And sometimes he say, God knows my heart, so just call himself getting out of something. But you ain't getting out of nothing. He knows your heart more than you, better than you do.
Amen, well,
that's
man,
so.
Pastor.
Well, that's so. That's so.
You were saying that to excuse your lack of action. Or excuse your intent of an action that you shouldn't be doing. He knows that.
Tell it.
Manifest in his sight.
Yes.
There's not a thing that's in his sight. That is not in his sight. Mm-hmm. All things are naked.
Mm-hmm.
And open unto the eyes of him.
Mm-hmm.
Of whom we have to do. All things.
Mm-hmm.
Are naked.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say all things?
All things.
Are naked.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Everything.
You can't have nothing that you think is covered up.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Amen.
Get back to it.
Mm.
You can get into steel bar.
Mm-hmm.
Or even lead bar or whatever. Mm. Seal it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not sealed up from him.
Amen.
He sees everything right then and there, and he's in that vault with you.
Amen.
Okay.
So
the eyes are naked.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is naked.
Mm.
And open into the eyes of him.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Whom we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God is sharp.
Sharp.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing that we have such a great high priest,
mm-hmm.
that is passed into the heavens,
mm.
Jesus, the Son of God,
mm-hmm. yes, he is.
Let us hold fast,
yes, sir,
to our profession.
Mm-hmm.
Hold fast to the word of God.
Okay.
Hold fast to our commitment to him.
Mm-hmm.
For we have not an high priest,
mm-hmm.
which cannot be touched. So that's don't right. be afraid to go to God.
Mm-mm.
Go to him boldly.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him what you want.
Amen.
Tell him.
He knows you ought to mess up. You might as well just go tell him.
Amen.
Amen.
He knows everything you already done and are intended uh-huh. to do and didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well open your mouth and just tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Let the light shine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So somebody can see you
mm-hmm.
and know that you're not a hypocrite.
That's right.
Okay.
That's Amen.
Trust him.
Cannot be touched
mm-hmm.
with the feelings of infirmities, our infirmities,
mm-hmm.
but was in all points tempted like as we are,
mm-hmm.
yet without sin.
Mm.
So, please say, don't let God.
Mm-hmm.
Call on him. He's the high priest that he get down on your level.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
He knows where you need to be and where you should be, and mm-hmm. he knows how to get you there.
Yes.
Okay. So be still.
Amen.
Do what God said do.
Amen.
When he says do it.
Help
us the way he says does it.
Amen.
And everything will work out.
Amen.
For your good.
Amen.
Because everything is working together.
Tell Amen.
For the good of them that love God.
Yes.
So let your light shine so that your good works
uh-huh.
will be shining out there
mm-hmm.
and others can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And follow your light to find Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Once you found Jesus, then your light you need to be looking at is his light.
Amen.
Amen.
But in all points, tempt the light as we are,
mm-hmm.
yet without his sin.
Mm.
Let us therefore come boldly
to the grace
of grace,
mm-hmm.
to that we may attain mercy,
yes,
and find grace
to
our help in time of need.
Yes.
Go boldly. Don't do like Nicodemus sneak them at night. They find to keep the world from seeing what they're doing.
Amen.
He don't want you hiding your light. He want you taking it out and put it on a candlestick.
So it can be seen.
Get it from under that bushel. It's not sending that much light rays that way under the bushel.
Amen.
Okay. But get it out on the candlestick.
Yes.
So the light can radiate through the whole room. The whole house.
Okay.
Through the whole cell.
Amen.
Get it out on the candlestick.
Amen.
So others can see your good works.
Uh-huh.
And glorify the Father. Which are in heaven.
We're stuck
dealing Amen. With
you are being watched.
Others are receiving Amen. And seven figures okay. without ever seeing the inside of a corner.
And it's not just the world is watching it, God sees
it. Amen.
Okay. And nowhere you go. That he can't find you.
Amen.
That's right.
Because you're never out of his sight.
Amen.
What is that? If I go, where can I go from the presence of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
To go to the uppermost part of the sea, he's there.
Mm-hmm.
To go to the high mountain, he's there.
Amen.
To go under the earth, he's there.
Amen.
Wherever I go, God is right there with me.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. So, God is our answer. Remember, we've been watched
Amen.
To live a life that will be pleasing in the sight of God.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well done.
Yes.
Thou good and faithful servant.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And faithful of a few things.
Tell it, Pastor.
Behold, come on in. You are the Lord. I'll make you ruler of a man. God bless and help us.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Good way.
Amen.
You're being watched.
Amen. You're being watched.
Close out. And Pastor, we did enjoy you today. Yes, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It lines up a little bit. To me, it lines up with the Sunday school list.
It does.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had a good one, Pastor.
It was.
Yes, yes. Yes, sir. But we're going to close now. If there's nothing else in anybody's minds, Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, God, for your word. We, God, thank you for everything that's done and said.
Uh-huh.
We just want to give you the praise.
Yes, Lord.
God, we just ask you to keep all of us.
Keep us, Lord.
Even our other brothers and sisters, God, wherever they may be.
Yeah.
I ask most of all you just bless us to be ready to come back with you when you come back for us in Jesus' name.
Yes,
God, and that's we in our different place. We ask you continue to protect us.
Yeah.
Dangers seen and unseen to our souls, to our lives.
Yeah.
God, we ask everything in Jesus' name. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with all of us hence now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we ask these blessings, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen.